This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dr. Burstein, wanted to get the chance to ask you about the closures of Rite Aids across the local region here. I know that it was previously announced that they're going to be closing as of June 4th. How do you see that impacting the local community here in Erie County?
Well, this is a huge loss for our community. Rite Aid has been a huge partner and has a huge presence in Erie County. They are, you know, a major pharmacist in our area. Many people, the Rite Aid is the only accessible pharmacy for them. Not just, you know, people in the rural areas that will otherwise have to travel like 30, 40 miles or more to find a pharmacy, but also people in the city that don't have transportation. I mean, right now they can just walk or take a short bus ride or car ride to the Rite Aid pharmacy. When those close, I mean, I'm not sure where those individuals are going to be able to go. So this is a huge problem with access. And we know medications are an essential part of healthcare. It's not just treatment, but it's also prevention. You know, keep people healthy with diabetes, keep people healthy with high blood pressure. You know, they are big vaccinators in our community. You know, providing COVID vaccines, flu vaccines. Other RSV vaccines for seniors. I mean, they've really just been a champion in our community, and it's going to be a huge loss for us.
How does the closure of these Rite Aids affect some of the other pharmacies that are open, the local pharmacies or some of the other big box pharmacies? Is there a concern that there might be some sort of overload of people that need these medications? Is it going to be harder for people to get medications in a way? I mean, what kind of effects could it have for some of the other pharmacies?
Yes. Well, I know I've been speaking with the Pharmacy Association of Western New York, and they are very concerned that the smaller pharmacies that are now going to be the only available pharmacy in the area, you know, may be overwhelmed with new patients. So we're actually having a call this week with the Pharmacy Association of Western New York and of New York State to try to figure out like what we can do to help mitigate that problem.
And what resources does the Erie County Department of Health offer for people that have questions about instances like this where it's just, oh, my pharmacy's closing? Like, who do I get access to now? Or, you know, is there anything that's available for people?
Well, we're working with our New York State Pharmacy Association to map out where the pharmacies are going to exist. You know, I've heard actually my own pharmacy is a Rite Aid, and my pharmacist said that some of the Rite Aid may be purchased by some of the other existing chains, but that's probably few and far between. Probably, you know, most people who rely on a Rite Aid now will have to look for a new pharmacy, and hopefully it will not be that difficult to access.
Anything else that you want to add that we haven't discussed with regards to the pharmacies?
We'll be on the lookout for the Erie County Health Department and the Pharmacy Association to announce, you know, where we have available the map so people can find out, you know, where the next closest pharmacy is to them. And, you know, thinking about, you know, other possibilities of mail order pharmacies. I mean, many people with their health plans, you know, that's something that could be accessed. So just, you know, try to think out of the box as problem solving of, you know, what they can do to make sure that they stay healthy and have access to the medication they need, not just for acute care and illness, but also for vaccines and for their preventive health care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.